Okay, so now let's begin to take now, I believe, the most potent part of this teaching here today, the basis. I want to take a look at the seven bases of intercessory prayer. And yet these points, these principles, they really begin to provide a powerful platform of knowledge for anointed and effective intercession. It is not enough to get inspired to have sincerely when we pray. We need what? We need as believers to understand our God-given rights and our privileges, and we need to understand our limitation boundaries. That way we can stand before the judge in confidence. Hear me. We want to know how to stand before the judge in confidence. And then we will know that we are not merely trying to twist, hear me, we're not merely trying to twist the arm of God to get him to do something that he does not want to do, and yet quite to the contrary, hear me, we are called to ask God to do what he wants to do for us. What a deal, what an opportunity. So number one of the seven bases or the seven steps of intercessory prayer is number one. Number one is plead the honor and the glory of God's name. Plead the glory and the honor of God's name. What do you mean by that? God saved Israel at the Red Sea for his namesake, that he might make his power known. Now, Minister Sean, I don't know how fast you can get some scriptures from me, but I would like to read some of these scriptures.
I'm here, Bishop. I'm here.
All right. Now, okay, good, good. You can ready to head to work now?
Yes, sir.
All right, but then don't worry about reading. I'll get the scriptures out and let the people read it on their own. Because I got a whole lot of scriptures here. I have been in the Word all day long.
Come on.
I've been in His Word. Listen, we started a morning prayer call this morning at 5:30. We were on the line to after 11 o'clock today again.
Wow.
One sister, Prophetess Olympia out of New York, started saying something, and I started teaching a whole nother message.
Come on.
I don't know where God got us at, but I'm sure enough enjoying it. Psalms 106 and verse 8 says, nevertheless, he saved them for his namesake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. So plead the honor and God's glory and the glory of God's name. Number two, Samuel prayed for the sake of God's own name. Samuel prayed for the sake of God's own name in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 26. Plead the honor and glory of God's name. Number three, David, knowing the God-given what responsibility, kingship, placed upon him, he prayed for guidance. He prayed for guidance in Psalms 23, verse 3. He prayed for guidance in Psalms 31 and verse 3. And for help, he prayed for help. Now, I want you to hear this over here. He prayed for help in Psalms 109, verse 21. David prayed for help in Psalms 143 and verse 11. He prayed for God's help and for God's name's sake. Asa prayed for God to help Israel for the glory of your name's sake. For the glory of your name's sake in Psalm 79 and verse 9. Now, if you don't get all the scriptures, purchase the series. So number one of the seven bases of intercessory prayer, we must plead the honor and God and the glory of God's name. Number two, plead God's relationship to us. See, if you can get these seven bases, it's going to change everything in your prayer life. Plead God's relationship to us. What do you mean? God is our creator, and we are the work of his hands. See Job chapter 10. Job chapter 10, verses 3, and then verses 8 through 9 of the same chapter. Also, Job chapter 14 and verse 15. God is our creator, and we are the work of his hands. Read Psalms 119 and verse 73. Plead God's relationship to us. Remind him of our relationship. Why? Because God is our helper. You said in your word, God, you said in Psalms 33 and verse 20 that you're my helper. You said in Psalms 40 and verse 17 that you are my helper. Well, I could have went ahead a little bit. You said that you're my helper in Psalms 40, verse 17. You said that you're my helper in Psalm 63 and verse 7. God is our helper, our ever-present help. You also said it in Psalms 46 and verse 1. So start quoting the scriptures back. And then next, we also know we plead God's relationship to us. Why? Because God is our redeemer. So you quote scripture back. You said in Psalms 19 and 41 that you are my redeemer. You said in Isaiah 41 and 14 that you are our redeemer. You said in Isaiah 54 and 55 that you're my redeemer. He will have compassion on us. Why? Because he is our redeemer. He will have compassion on you and I. Why? Because he is our redeemer. You said it in Isaiah 54 and 8. You also said it, Father God, in Isaiah 63 and verse 16, that you are and that you is my redeemer. And in the fourth part of pleading God's relationship to us is that God is our Father. God is our Father. You said in Isaiah 64 and verse 8, Isaiah 64 and verse 8, that you're my Father. You said, Father God, in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 17, that you are my Father. You said in Romans 8 and 15 that you are my Father. And that we are privileged to cry out as children of their Father. Abba, Daddy, Daddy, Father. You said in Romans 8 and 15. That you're my daddy. You said in Galatians 4 and 6. And since he is our creator, he is our helper, he is our redeemer and our father, we can make our plea to him for protection and for provision for all he has created and redeemed. Number 3 of the 7 cases of intercessory prayer on how to plead your case. Plead God attributes. Tell him how awesome he is. Plead God attributes. Hey, sanananamasando. Plead God's righteousness as Nehemiah did. Let me say that again. Plead God's righteousness as Nehemiah did in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 33. Christ speeds the cause of the righteous, the Bible says. Christ speeds the cause of the righteous in Isaiah 16 and verse 5. Well, how else do we plead this part 3 of these 7 cases? We plead God's attributes again. Plead on the basis of God's faithfulness. As Ethan did in Psalms 89. Where he makes his holy plea according to God's faithfulness 6 times. Plead God's attributes. Plead it on the basis of his mercy and his love. Quote back the scripture according to Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 18. Plead on the basis of his mercy and his love. Excuse me. Plead on the basis of his mercy and his love, as David did, according to Psalms chapter 4 and verse 1. Also according to Psalms 27 and verse 7. See, if you can get all these scriptures and start pleading them, God, I need your mercy. Give him back scriptures. Psalms 30 and chapter and verse 10. Psalms 30 and verse 10. Also, Psalms 86 and verse 6. Psalms 86, verse 6 and verse 15 through 16. And Daniel, the 3 Hebrew children, also read Daniel chapter 2 and verse 18. Plead on the basis of his mercy and his love. And then lastly, We shall find every attribute of God Most High to be, as it were, a great battering ram with which we may open the gates of heaven. Number four of the seven bases of intercessory prayer, and how to plead your case in the great courts of heaven. In your prayer room, in your war room, in your strategy room, in your secret hideaway, in the secret place. Don't bring the problem, bring scripture. Hey, sananana my son. So number four, we plead the sorrows and the needs of God's people. David was one who took upon himself the sufferings of his people. He even wept for the sufferings of all his enemies in Psalms 35. In Psalms 35, verses 11 through 33, Nehemiah and Daniel in particular also used this plea greatly as they identified themselves with the sufferings of the people. The prophet Jeremiah, perhaps more than others, used this form of plea as he prevailed for his people. He pleads for God to look and to see the sufferings. Read Lamentations chapter 2 and verse 20. Read Lamentations chapter 2 and verse 20 as we're looking at this fourth part of the basis of intercessory prayer. Plead the sorrows and the needs of God's people. And so Jeremiah pleads for God to look and see the sufferings and to remember, look and see. He says, look and see in Lamentations 5 and 1. And great tell, he lists for God all the sufferings of the people. He does not try to justify his people, for he knows how deserving they are of God's judgment. But he's still pleading his case. Have mercy. Have mercy. Look upon them, Father God.
Yes.
So he begins to plead the cause of the people. Pray for your community. Pray for the sick. Pray for the drug addicts. Pray for those that are hurting. Pray that God will restore people and break the bondage of Satan that binds them. Restore them. Pray that God will restore them in their godly heritage and make them once again the pearl of a great price. Pray for the people. My heart aches when I see people suffering, and I pray for them. So I plead the sorrow and needs of God's people. Number five of the seven bases of intercessory prayer, plead the past answers to prayer. Oh, I'm going to be teaching you all on something very shortly on how to get answers to prayer. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. So number five, you want to plead the past answers to prayer. See, you already have the answer, but you don't know it. It's because the answer's in the past, but you're trying to look someplace else and find it.
Mm.
That's why even though Adam and Eve sinned, they were already forgiven before they sinned. Because there's mercy before the sin and there's mercy after the sin. And so the Bible says, and before the foundation of the world, God stepped into the eternal now. What it says? It says before the foundation of the world, before the world was ever created, that there was a lamb that was already slain for the remission. There was a blood. There was a sacrificial blood. There was a covenantal blood that was already shed before Adam and Eve had already sinned. So God stepped into eternal now, stepped in front of Calvary, and got some of that blood that fell off of the body of Jesus Christ and took it back into the eternal now, stepped back into the past, and though Adam and Eve already had sinned, he had sprinkled the blood over them.
Yes, Lord.
So their sins was already forgiven. But yet there was still judgment. Don't get caught up in this stuff. You know, grace is great, but don't let grace get to the point where you figure that you can sin and that once saved, always saved. No, God will turn you over to Satan.
Mm.
And there will be repercussions. and you're now punished by your sin. Don't cut your life short, saints. So number five, plead the past answers to prayer. David reminded God of his past mercy. Thou hast been my help. He says, thou hast been my help. Thou hast been my help. In Psalms 27 and verse 9, oh God, thou hast taught me. Even when I am old and gray, oh God, do not forsake me. Psalms 71 and verse 17 through 18. And yet a number of psalms reminded God and the prophet and the people in detail of his past mercies. Read Psalm 78. Read Psalms 85, verses 1 through 7. Read Psalms 105, Psalms 106, and Psalms 136. Plead the past answers to prayer. Like David, you can present pleading arguments for new mercies on the basis of the history of all he has previously done for you and I. But the task is yet unfinished. God has invested too much to stop now. Plead for God's continuing mercy and power to be renewed to bring the final victory. What else? What has God done for you? How have your prayers been answered in the past? Just begin to praise and thank the Lord for the answers of the past. You did it once before, God. I know you'll do it again. You did it yesterday. I know you'll do it again. You woke me up yesterday. I know you'll do it again, Father God. You blessed me last week. I know that you'll do it again. Begin to praise and thank the Lord for the answers of the past. Renewed faith will arise within you for your plea saying today. Number six of the seven bases of intercessory prayer. Plead the word and the promises of God. Plead the word and the promises of God. David cried to God reverently, humbly, and lovingly, yet with holy insistence, he pressed for fulfillment of God's promises. Do, he said, do as you have spoken. Do as you have spoken. Let your name be established and magnified forever. See, he pleaded the word of God and the promises of God. So he says, do as you have spoken. Let your name be established and magnified forever. Therefore, your servant has found courage to pray before you. Now, O Lord, you are God and have promised this good thing to your servant. According to 1 Chronicles. Chapter 17, verses 23 to 26. Oh, hallelujah. He said, no, my son. Now, David's own son Solomon prayed the same way. He held God to the promises that he had made to David his father. Some of you ought to go read, I believe it's Genesis 12, around about when it talks about Abraham, the blessings of Abraham, where he says, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. He spoke the same promises and the same thing that he spoke over Abraham, they also pertain to you. But God, you said in your word that you will bless the seed of Abraham. Am I not the seed of Abraham? Did you not say in Genesis 1 that you said, and he blessed him, and he said, be fruitful and multiply as you bless my forefathers, as you bless my father Adam, and as you spoke to Eve, you blessed him, so too I call forth those blessings that I may be fruitful and that I may multiply and that you will give me the good of the land. Am I not the seed of David? Am I not a joint heir according to your word? plead the word and the promises of God when you get in the court of heaven. So Solomon prayed the same way. He held God to the promises that he had made to David, his father. He said in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 14 through 17, Solomon said, O Lord, the God of Israel. Now notice, he's reminding him again, O Lord, the God of Israel. O God, the God of Israel. There is no God like you. There is no God like you in heaven or on earth, keeping covenant and showing loving kindness to your servants who walk before you with all of their heart, who has kept with your servant David. You with all of their heart, you has kept, who has kept with your servant David, my father, that which you have promised him. Indeed, you have spoken with your mouth. You have spoken this with your mouth. And I fulfilled it with your hand as it is this day. Now, therefore, O Lord, the God of Israel, keep with your servant David, my father, that which you have promised him, saying, you shall not lack a man. You shall not lack a man to sit on the throne of Israel. If only your sons take heed to their way, to walk in my laws as you have walked before me. Now, therefore, O Lord, the God of Israel, the God of Israel, let your words be confirmed, which you have spoken to your servant David. Now, listen here. This son, Solomon, is rehearsing and reminding the promises. Like a prophetic word. If you did it for my fathers, because you said you were going to do it, and what you said you would do this, see, then do it, Father God, like you said you were going to do it. This puts a whole nother dimension, a whole nother twist to how we need to be praying. We're trying to pray from the problem, and we should be praying from the promises. My son, I hope that y'all are getting this here today. I would be rushing, calling number. This has so totally transformed and shifted my whole way of thinking today. So he says, let your word be confirmed, which you have spoken to your servant David. This was no menacing words. God had spoken. Now Solomon insisted that God fulfill his word. See, praying the prayers of the Bible, turning scripture portions into intercessions, pleading promises of this grand book back to God. This ancient art is intercession, is one of its purest forms. Number 7 of the 7 bases of intercessory prayer on how to plead your case. Plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. And yet perhaps the most powerful and most answerable plea of all is the blood of Jesus. No more prevailing argument can we bring before God than the suffering blood and death of his son. We have no merit of our own. We do not prevail by techniques or past experiences. No prayer, no how prevails. It is only through the blood of Jesus Christ. It is only through the blood that was shed on Calvary. It is only through the blood that was made for you and I. It is only through the covenantal blood of Jesus Christ. And so before we bring before the Father the wounds of Jesus Christ. We bring before the Father the wounds of Jesus. Remind the Father of the agony in the garden. Recall to the Father the strong cries of the Son of God as he prevailed for our world and for our salvation. Remind the Father of earth's darkest hour on Calvary as the Son triumphed alone for you and me. Shout to the heavens. 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 Again and again. Shout to the heavens again, Christ's triumphant cry. It is finished. Plead the cross. Plead his wounds over and over again. You said, by your stripes I am healed. You said, by your stripes I am healed. You said that you were crucified for all of my hang-ups. You said that your blood will wash me white as snow. You said that through your blood that my sins may be forgiven. Pray until you have the assurance of God's will. Pray until you have been given by the Spirit a vision of what God longs to do, needs to do, and waits to do. Pray until you are gripped by the authority of the name of Jesus. Then plead the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus. Glory in them. Stake your all on them and use them to the glory of God. And well, come on now, and the routing of Satan. Let there be a generation of people that shall arise who shall be consumed with this passion and with this vision of the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus, because there is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. Move, Holy Ghost, move on our behalf. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Teach us how to lead our cause. Teach us how to step into the courtroom of heaven and speak with authority. Speak with holy boldness. Speak and quote back what you said in your word, Father God. You said that a cat on a thousand hills is that. You said that I am the head and not the tail. You said peace be within thy walls and prosperity. You said in your word, Father God, that you would hold no good things from your servant. You said, Father God, ask and it shall be given. You said knock and the door shall be opened. You said seek and ye shall find. So Father God, I'm reminding you of what you have spoken concerning me, of the prophecies of what you have spoken me through the blood of Jesus Christ. And because I'm a joint heir, I am a prince. I am of royalty. Hey, thank you, Father God, Jesus, for the word and for the answer that's already been done. Thank you. I pray that God will bless many of you financially and bring forth increase. I pray that God will give seed to the sower. I pray that God will bless those that have a burning desire to want to sow into the kingdom of God. I pray that the blessings and the favor of the Lord shall consume you. I pray that God will cause you to come into multiplication and increase. I pray that the blessings of the Lord shall consume you. I pray that you will experience God like you've never experienced Him before. I pray for increase. I pray to the north, the south, the east, and the west. I pray that the earth will yield up her treasures unto thee. I pray that your dry places shall come forth as springs of living water. I pray that need, lack, and want shall run from thee, and that increase, abundance, expansion, prosperity, money-making ideas will cleave themselves to you. I pray that you will be a receptacle of blessings and increase. I pray that money will stick to you like glue. I pray that you'll have no need, no lack. I pray for abundance in your household. I pray that you will eat the good of the land. I pray that God will give seed to the sower. I pray that not only you shall be blessed, but your seed shall be blessed, and generations to come shall be blessed. I pray that none of you will not even, that the creditors will say simply, the debt has already been paid. We clear your name today. I pray that God will touch many of your credit scores so you can go out and do as you choose to do, But even, however it is, God will still bless you. I pray for expansion. I pray for promotion. I pray that you will be the head and not the tail. I pray that God will touch you in your place of work. I pray for favor. I pray for settlements. I pray for grants. I pray for insurance claims. I pray that tax matters will be settled. I pray that you will come into the land of plenty and more and more and more and more. I pray that you will run to the bank with joy. I pray that you will find yourself laughing your way to the bank. That you will come into overflow. That you will experience plenty. I decree it. And I make that confession that you are the blessed of the Lord. I declare that you are the blessed of the Lord. I prophesy that increase shall visit your home. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And it is done. It is done. Now, Father God, send forth your angels. Send forth the angels of blessing speedily and quickly. Dispatch your angels of increase. Dispatch your angels. Dispatch your messengers. That the angel of the Lord shall sit into the heavens, and he shall cut that which has been held up. That he will remove the blockages. That a divine flow of increase shall visit your people today. And that, Father God, that the enemy shall not laugh at us, but you will show yourself mightily. For that which you did for Abraham, for that which you did for Isaac and Jacob, for that which you did for your prophet Elijah, for your prophet Elisha, for that which you did with the prophet Isaiah, for that which you did with the prophet Ezekiel, for the same thing that you did for Hezekiah, that you turned the thing around and he lived. That cancer shall flee, that sickness and diseases shall flee, that you will extend the life of your people. Make a sign unto us, to the world. Make a sign unto us, Father God, that we are yours and you are ours. Make a sign. Make us a witness of what it is to be followers of Christ, to be children of the Most High. Make a sign unto us. Cause the world to become jealous of the blessings that you will cause us to walk into. Cause us to come into the overflow. Cause our cups to run over and over and over as the great shepherd. As the great shepherd. We thank you for tending to us as the sheep. Lead us and guide us. Cover us. We call forth the supply of heaven. The supply of heaven. For you are our source. Father God, let this message that has been spoken tonight become a reality in our lives. Teach us how to plead our cases before you. Teach us how to enter into the courtroom and speak to you correctly. Teach us, Father God. Show us. And guide us. For even as Solomon prayed concerning what God did for his father David, Father God, we pray the same right now. We receive those same promises and those same blessings. In Jesus' mighty name, let us rejoice. Let us rejoice in the goodness, for it is already done. For this prayer, this word, this declaration, these confessions are already answered in the past. It's answered, it's done. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,